The Reproductive Science Center of New Jersey combines a commitment to sensitive care with a state-of-the-art program. We proudly present Fertility Talk with RSCNJ. Here's Melanie Cole.
More and more women are choosing to move forward, building their families without a partner. My guest is Dr. Virginia Mensah. She's a specialist in reproductive endocrinology and infertility at the Reproductive Science Center of New Jersey. Dr. Mensah, you and I were talking a little off the air about how this is becoming more common. Tell us about women that are choosing to build their families without a partner, and what are some important considerations if a single woman wants to enter into fertility treatments?
It's a great question, Melanie, and to be honest, it's something that we're seeing, I think, now more and more these days with women either, you know, not finding the right, you know, partner to essentially try to start getting pregnant, and so fertility and really pregnancy goals are being delayed more and more. And so really what it comes down to is starting to think about, you know, as a single woman entering into the idea or concept of trying to conceive on one's own, it's really about just knowing what options you have out there to either try to get pregnant immediately, for example, or even just preserve your current fertility at the current age that you are in order to potentially try to get pregnant at a later point in time in your life.
Okay, so let's start with first preserving her fertility. If it's something that she's not sure about and long term, where does she start, Dr. Mensah? And even if she wants to start fertility treatments for herself, where does she start?
Oh, absolutely. And I think the first and foremost place that she should also start is always with her just primary OBGYN. They're often the sort of first contact point where a woman will be able to sort of chat about their concerns, maybe get some preliminary information as to their chances possibly of having a successful treatment or not. But certainly most times after that initial conversation with the OBGYN takes place, they'll get referred to a fertility specialist like myself. And at that time, we will start to go into a little bit more detail as to the option to essentially proceed with egg freezing, which is a little bit of an involved process, of course. It involves in vitro fertilization or IVF, but ultimately based on a lot of their personal factors like their health history, a lot of evidence from their reproductive aging as well as their chronological age from different tests that we undertake, it allows us to hopefully formulate a plan for them where we try to maximize the number of eggs that we obtain from them.
So then speak about some of her treatment options and what the counseling looks like when it's a single woman. Is the counseling different than when you're counseling a couple? Is this a different procedure, Dr. Mensah?
It's a great question. And in some ways it is, in some ways it isn't. In the way that it isn't, it's mostly the fact that, again, any couple or individual trying to come in to conceive, we will have a usual sort of counseling session to discuss their, you know, medical history and background, what their goals are for family building. So that part is pretty much the same, as well as some of the fertility testing that takes place prior to any kind of treatment. However, one of the areas definitely where it's different is that we often will, especially in the situation where it's a single woman or even a single man, that are trying to use what's called third-party reproduction in their goals of achieving a family. It's actually a counseling session that we usually recommend with a counselor to discuss a lot of the issues involved with using an anonymous donor or even a sort of known donor in their fertility goals. So that session itself, you know, can prolong the process a little bit, but it's definitely an important part of, you know, understanding some of the issues that sometimes arise when an individual does choose to proceed with pregnancy on their own.
So if she does, and she's gone through all of the counseling and she's determined, tell us what's next. A sperm donor, how do you choose that? If it's not somebody that she already has in mind, what's that look like?
It's going to be a little different for everyone, of course, but in general, it first starts off after that fertility consultation with her, you know, taking the initiative and potentially starting to look into different sperm banks. There are a number of them that are, you know, operating throughout this entire country. I don't want to name specific names, but there's certainly some larger ones than others in local areas as well as just all across the nation, as I mentioned. But generally, these banks have already done their due diligence as far as screening the donors also from a medical perspective, as well as, you know, psychological, genetic screening as well. And then once the donor has been sort of cleared to be able to produce and donate their sample, they provide their sample, it gets frozen, and then it's essentially available for purchase to any single woman or single individual, really, to basically use for their own purposes in either treatments like inseminations or in cycles like IVF in order to create embryos to create pregnancies.
What if she has difficulty becoming pregnant due to the quality of her own eggs? Is it possible to have an egg donor for a single woman trying to get pregnant?
Oh, absolutely. That is absolutely an option as well. Really, that becomes a little bit more of an expensive process, unfortunately, in some ways, because yes, it's a donor egg as well as possible donor sperm that's being utilized. But absolutely, it is an option. And we've certainly here at our center even treated couples and individuals or patients in those kind of situations where we use both a donor egg as well as a donor sperm. And usually, again, that process is going to involve some level of in vitro fertilization to put the embryos and the sperm together. And then that embryo or those embryos that get created are the ones that are transferred back.
What would you like women to know that are considering all of these options you've discussed, Dr. Mensa? And if they are somebody who says, I want to have a baby and I'm not willing to wait and see if I get a partner or not, what would you like them to really think about and consider when they're doing this, and give them your best advice?
Well, Melanie, I would definitely say to all women out there that are single or otherwise, you know, it's certainly, you know, the times are now changing. It's definitely the case where there's different ways to build a family these days. And so ultimately, if you are a single woman who's interested in starting the process of building your own family solo, then certainly I'd recommend having that conversation with your OBGYN, starting the ball rolling on, you know, finding a facility or fertility center that can hopefully meet your goals as far as creating that family. And certainly it's all about talking with your provider, whether it's your OBGYN or a fertility specialist, about what your specific goals are for your family building, as well as, you know, sort of starting to do your own little bit of research into things like sperm donors or donor sperm banks, because a lot of that information gets used eventually when it comes time to you proceeding with your treatment. So don't be shy about it. You know, take the reins. Certainly, you know, start looking into it now. And if it, on the other hand, is something where it's not necessarily that you're wanting to try to get pregnant now, but want to try in the not too, you know, distant future, then certainly also looking into something like egg freezing and talking to your OBGYN or fertility specialist about that is absolutely the way to go.
You're such a caring woman, Dr. Mensa, and I can hear the passion in your voice when you speak about these things. Thank you so much for joining us again. Always such a pleasure, and your information is so spot on. That wraps up this episode of Fertility Talk with RSCNJ, the Reproductive Science Center of New Jersey. Head on over to our website at fertilitynj.com for more information and to get connected with one of our providers. If you found this podcast as interesting, as informative as I did, and you could hear the passion in Dr. Mensa's voice, please share. Share with other women that you know, because that's the way that we can learn from the experts at RSCNJ together. And be sure not to miss all the other interesting podcasts in the RSCNJ library. Until next time, I'm Melanie Cole.